Rex Bunnell hopes to find himself behind the counter of an alternative treatment center, or ATC. That's what the state calls its medical marijuana dispensaries.
I'm a master-level licensed alcohol and drug counselor. I work for the Department of Corrections here in New Hampshire. Work at the probation and parole office in Concord at the district office.
He believes marijuana is a better alternative to addictive painkillers, and every day he sees the toll opiate addiction has on the state's prison population. But he also has another reason. 20 years ago, when his daughter was being treated for non-Hodgkin lymphoma, her doctor pulled Bunnell and his wife aside and quietly suggested she try marijuana.
And within a very short period of time, I want to say within about a week, she was eating regularly, and she ended up making it through the treatments.
Ever since, he's been a strong proponent of medical marijuana. Now he and his two partners, who are both parole officers, plan to apply to operate a dispensary in Concord. They call their organization White Birch Medicinals, and they're working to raise money. Dispensaries need to pay the state $80,000 a year to renew their registration, and another $3,000 just to apply for a license. Bunnell predicts White Birch Medicinals would earn about $7 million in profits annually after the first 3 years.
I kind of laughingly call this my retirement plan. Hopefully, if we do this right, which I think we can be successful at it, and we can make some money at it as well.
But that's not the case for Fremont resident and cancer survivor Dennis Acton, who hopes to open a dispensary in Epping.
I'm not driven by money on this.
Acton doesn't have the expertise or the cash to do this alone, so he's been talking with New York-based Paleotech about a partnership. Paleotech operates retail and production facilities in Colorado, New Jersey, and Montana.
At first, I was alarmed and worried about these companies coming, but now I embrace it.
Acton says the high fees makes partnerships with outside companies necessary. It's a risky investment for most, and these companies already have the expertise a local startup may lack. The outside company can provide the know-how for things ranging from day-to-day operations to navigating the regulatory system. In some cases, it provides patented growing technology.
The GrowBlox was specifically designed and engineered to produce the optimal environmental growing conditions for medical cannabis cultivation.
GB Sciences is a publicly traded company that's shown interest in setting up in New Hampshire. Its chief science officer showed up at the state's last rules hearing. She was joined by former New Hampshire Democratic Congressman Paul Hodes. They advocated that regulation language be broad enough to include GB's growing technology. Hodes would not comment on his involvement. In Franklin, businessman Paul Morissette announced he's partnering with Massachusetts company MaryMed in hopes of setting up a dispensary, but he also declined to comment further. And MaryMed and GB Sciences have not returned our calls. Meanwhile, everyone is waiting for the State Department of Health and Human Services to release its request for applications, which will outline criteria by which the state will score applicants. DHHS had originally hoped to get that out in November.
There are a lot of questions on both sides. I think it will be difficult to answer all those questions by January 23rd, but that is the department's statutory requirement, is January 23rd.
Matt Simon is the New England director of the Marijuana Policy Project, and January 23rd is when DHHS needs to have selected at least two applicants for a dispensary license.
And that's a hurdle that we need to cross just to get to the next leg of the race, which is then to actually get a dispensary open.
But while interested parties await the official application and various proposals surface, town reactions have been mixed. Epping's planning board has proposed zoning rules that would limit dispensary locations to 1,000 feet from a residence, school, church, or daycare. If approved, it may put an end to dispensary plans there. In Concord, the city's planning board will consider limiting which zones marijuana can be grown or sold. Other questions remain, like will the dispensaries pay property taxes? When lawmakers come back in session, they're expected to amend the law by requiring operators to make payments in lieu of taxes. And it's unclear if the state will meet its January 23rd deadline to make its selections. After would-be dispensary operators get the green light, they have 90 days to secure a location, submit floor plans, and gain building permits. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.